your philosophy out of the water. I hope I'm killing some sacred cows where people justify themselves in wrongdoing. Don't give God what's left, give God what's right. Hello? And when your heart toward God is right, it's not an obligation, it's not a bondage. It's a liberty, it's a freedom, it's a desire. You want to scrape the top, the cream off the top, and not give God the dregs. I'm telling you, listen, some of us are walking around in the spirit, this is how you look. But the moment you decide to stop giving God leftovers, not only in your money, but in your praise. Because see, some of our praise is broke down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our whole life broke down. But the moment you start giving God what is due him, all of a sudden something in your spirit stands up. The Holy Ghost starts to bear witness. Here's where your victory is. Here's where your breakthrough is. Here's where your increase is. Stop going after God like you defeated. Like God can't win a battle for you. Like you don't have any hope in this world. You're no different than the world. They are the ones without hope. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and righteousness. Say amen real loud. Giving is a blessing. It's not a burden. Paul wrote in the book of Acts, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Naturally thinking, the natural mind doesn't think like that. Around Christmas time, folk will be wondering, what you got me? They bought me this old dissident, cost about $100. I'm worth more than that. People worried about what they get. What you get for Christmas? Well, what'd you give? That's why Christmas is so commercialized, and that's messed up. It's all about Christ. When the wise men came to see him, they brought frankincense and myrrh and gold and all kind of precious things to lay at his feet. They came to worship him, born King of the Jews. Do you know that money was for a reason? It wasn't just they laid it down and didn't know what to do with it. When the angel came to Joseph in the night and said, take the child and his mother and flee into Egypt. Don't you know what they brought? Financed their whole trip. God is always thinking ahead. It financed them going into Egypt to protect the child. Remember, the Lord said, I'll rebuke the devourer, the one that comes to destroy, to kill. They went down until Herod died years later. Then they came back out of Egypt and settled in Nazareth. God has an economic plan, a financial plan for you. How many know nothing? Let's do some math. Nothing from nothing equals what?
Nothing.
We all got that?
Yeah.
In too many places across the globe, even this morning, there's no worship of God and no faith exercise when tithe and offerings are received. It's just grudging this, that, the other, so what? And you're wondering, should I give the tithe or should I wait? Should I give a portion of it? No, bring ye all the tithe. Prove God. Prove God. See, it's not the preacher trying to get your money. You can think that, but you know what? Satan, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. You're not wiser than God, and I'm going to continue to be God's mouthpiece. Whatever your thoughts, whatever your imaginations might be, you are missing out on your blessing. You are missing out on your family's blessing. Listen, heaven is not going to go broke if you don't give. God will cause, he said, if you don't praise, Give me the praise that is due me. I'll cause the rocks to cry out.
Amen.
How many know rocks cry out?
Amen.
Rocks do cry out. Every day they are discovering something archaeologically that are witnessing of the truth of the scriptures. The rocks are crying out, worship the Lord. He is God. You know, when you give, when that sense of wellness comes on your life, the word says you'll be walking down the road and all of a sudden it'll seem like the trees are clapping their hands. Says the tree, the mountains will give God praise. Wherever you go, the sweet dew of heaven will be dripping on your life. You'll just have that sense of well-being. It is well with my soul. It is well with my house. It is well. I am complete. I am content. I am prosperous. Hallelujah. You can't pay for that. Amen. If we, listen, God's ways are not our ways. Neither are his thoughts our thoughts. The truth of God is our standard. Hello? Set the standard as the truth of God, not your opinion. And I would challenge anyone, go into the word. Get CDs that you've heard. Follow the scripture. See what it says. Pray. Ask God to bear witness with your spirit as to what is truth versus what is your philosophy. What is your opinion? Our opinions in that don't count. God has a standard. And yes, there's grace involved. Grace in this aspect is the enabling. God enables you. Grace is not always you needing to get forgiveness for some mess up and some sin that you are constantly committing and doing and you know you're not doing right, but grace. No, Romans 6:1 says, what shall we say then to these things? Shall we continue in sin? Don't shout me down. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Paul went on to say, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Give me verse 2. What shall we say? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? For the grace of God, in the book of Timothy, Titus says, for the grace of God has appeared unto all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness, to deny the grace has appeared to us, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust and to live soberly. Say amen real loud.
Amen.
To live soberly and righteously in this present world. There's a grace that enables us to live righteously in this present world. Amen. But let me get down to the nitty-gritty. Giving is a blessing, not a burden. If it's a burden to you, something's wrong. When your walk with God becomes a burden, see, Jesus said, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. You know, one of the key characteristics of a leader, and I always discern this among leaders in that, even when I'm out, is there are many characteristics. There are 12 of them that I've put together that they must have, but one of them is a sense of humor.
Amen.
A sense of humor. How do I know God has a sense of humor?
Amen.
The Bible says in Psalms that God sits up in heaven and he looks at your enemy sometime and he goes laughing at them. Ah, look at them. They think they got him. They think it's all over. But they're going to rise again. The Bible says God laughs. Proverbs says laughter does good like a medicine. Some of us need some medicine. Because you got stuff that's ailing you. I said it's ailing you. Sometimes you need a little, what they call, X-lax. I know about X-lax when I was little. My older brother, we had three younger and three older. One of the older ones brought us these candy bars. We tore him up. He got a whooping for it, too. The candy was X-like. It cleaned everything out. See, laughter does good like a medicine. Some stuff needs to be flushed out of you. Flushed out of your attitude. Flushed out of your mindset. Flushed out of your cells that are holding memories. Do you know you hold memories in your cells? And certain cells in your body affect certain organs. You need to release in your mind those endorphins that bring healing, that bring health, that bring wellness. How many know it starts in your mind? He that hath a merry heart has a continual feast. A merry heart. Amen. Medicine. So giving is not a burden. If it's become a burden, something's wrong. Giving is a joy. It's an honor. It's a blessing.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 14 of this series entitled The Blessed Life. Today's message, the key to God's storehouse. The mindset that money is your source, security, power, or influence will position a person's heart in direct opposition of the ways of the kingdom. When our mindset is positioning us against the kingdom of God, it corrupts our heart and it drives us towards the world system. Things we consider precious that we give our energy, time, and attention is our treasure. What we value most in our life controls our heart. All that you are is affected when your eye is not focused. Remain focused and keep your eyes on the prize.
Join us for this year's Pour the Oil Worship Conference at 405 Exora Avenue in Fort Pierce. On Friday, September 30th, our worship conference begins at 7 p.m. with featured guest, worship leader, and gospel recording artist Benita Washington. On Saturday, October 1st, starting at 10 a.m., celebrity vocal health coach Ashayla Shanae and Benita Washington. For more information or to register, visit PourTheOilConference.com or call 772-465-0036.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.